You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The news: money in this economy is more expensive this afternoon than it was this morning, 0.75 percentage point more expensive, with the Federal Reserve having raised its benchmark interest rate just like everybody knew they were gonna. And said Fed Chair Jay Powell, maybe they're gonna keep on raising rates.
So what are we gonna be looking at?
This honestly was one of those answering his own question kind of things.
You know, we'll be looking at the incoming data, as I mentioned.
He always mentions the data.
That'll start with economic activity. Are we seeing the slowdown that we, that we think we need? And there's some evidence that we are at this time.
Evidence the rest of us will get tomorrow morning with second quarter GDP comes out. Powell and the gang get it tonight, by the way. All right, what else?
Of course, we'll be looking at labor market conditions, and we'll be asking whether we see the alignment between supply and demand getting better, getting closer.
Of course they will. That's that whole two job openings for every person looking for a job that we have been telling you about.
Of course, we'll be looking closely at inflation.
Well, yeah.
Do we see actual readings of inflation coming down?
Yeah, not yet, actually.
So in light of all that data, the question we'll be asking is whether the stance of policy we have is sufficiently restrictive to bring inflation back down to our 2% target.
Stance of policy, of course, is Fed speak for interest rates, the next whack at which the Fed will take in September.
As I mentioned, as it relates to September, I said that another unusually large increase could be appropriate, but that's not a decision we're making now. It's one that we'll make based on the data we see.
Did I tell you he says that data thing all the time? Here's a labor market follow-up to what Chair Powell said today about this economy. If it feels like you're getting an unusual number of out-of-office replies to your emails, well, you are. There's been a big increase in people taking time off this summer. So say the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau. Nearly a million more vacation days taken this June than last. And get this, between June 29th and July 11th, nearly 4 million people were either out sick with COVID or caring for a loved one. That is almost double the number from last year. And once again, for those in the back of the room, this virus is still not done with this economy. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at how businesses are dealing with that.
As COO of Phil Stefani's signature restaurants in Chicago, Stephen Hartenstein doesn't usually do much cooking, but he's been spending more time in the kitchens of its 12 restaurants.
Partially for camaraderie, partially to learn, and partially because we're short-staffed.
It's a big weekend. The company has a few booths at the Lollapalooza Music Festival. But he says it's been like this all summer. Employees are taking about 40% more time off. He doesn't want people coming in sick, and he knows they need a break.
And yet, if you're blessed enough to be constantly busy, it puts you in a quandary.
A quandary that's often unpredictable. When he's in a pinch, he sometimes calls former employees to fill in. But mostly, he's been cross-training workers on how to bus tables, serve guests, and bartend. Arthur Wheaton, director of labor studies at Cornell, says temporary spikes in labor shortages are happening across lots of sectors.
You're seeing it in the airline industry for people not having enough pilots. You're seeing it with teachers.
He says businesses are either trying to hire extra workers or reduce output. Of course, both of those options come with consequences for businesses and for consumers.
Whether it's groceries or whether it's cars, if you can't get enough of the product in, demand is higher than supply, you charge more money.
This is the cost of doing business for now, and maybe forever. Caroline Walsh, an HR analyst at Gartner, says employees are no longer shy about taking time off.
Workers care more about their work-life balance and actually are rethinking the role that work plays in their life.
And that means people are less likely to leave any amount of time off on the table. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.